Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
Beautiful song. Beautiful selection. Beautiful Jesus.
Amen.
See, each one of you guys are beautiful because we all came from Him. We all came from the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, right? Why? Jesus is in that beginning. See, as God was saying that, He was speaking through Jesus, through the Word. He was speaking Jane. He was speaking Larry. He was speaking Randy. He was speaking Robert. See, God doesn't look at time. He looks at destiny. Infinite. Finite. I need to say a finite. Man. There's worlds out there we haven't even seen that we'll see. As he chooses. Y'all remember Pluto? There is a planet named Pluto, ain't there? That was a weak response. There's still Pluto out there, ain't there? I hope so. I think I remember studying about Pluto. You know, science only reveals what God created. Science can only go so far. The human eye can only see so far. But you're not just human once you get born again. There's another part of us. It's called the fourth dimension. Bill Winston, he titled that the fourth dimension. See, 3D is what we can see, taste, hear, smell, and touch. But the fourth dimension is where we started in the beginning. God. I can't see God. Not with my eye. But in my heart, I see Him. You came from Him. We came from Him. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's why we need to believe in miracles. You know, me and Leo, we put this back out because it needs to be here because God's not finished with this. Amen. He ain't finished. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This Bible is the spoken word of God. That's the Rhema. Written down, logos. It's written down so our physical eye can read it. But those that are not born again are just reading the words. But if they'll keep reading, seeking. See, there's a difference between reading it and seeking it. There was a time when I got married, we got a big white Bible that was given to us, big wedding Bible. For years, it sat on a coffee table while me and my wife are arguing, hollering, screaming at each other. Now, that's in the past. I can't remember, but I can remember the arguments. What it was over, who knows? Devil does. He remembers because he started it. He's the author of death, strife, envy, and everything that's evil. He's the author of, the devil is. But there came a time in my life 24 years ago, and it wasn't that big white Bible, but that Bible that I put my feet on and rested my feet on, and, you know, I still respected God, but I didn't know Him. That was a big old Bible. It even had pictures in it, Tommy. Big, colorful, beautiful pictures of what man would see Jesus as being. Don't see Jesus as black, white. He's color. He's fire color, if you want to put a color on Him. But He's our Creator. He's got all kind of color, amen? The colors of the rainbow. He likes colors. But the main thing is that He likes faith. He likes people to believe in Him. Put faith in Him. And if we'll do that, we'll see His miracles. See, the Lord told me when these kids demonstrated their love for God through their gifts, through the play, through the serving us that one Sunday, I found out from Lisa, or I forget who said it, these kids have been studying the miracles all year. See, I trust Lisa. She's the children's church, and my wife, you know, sometimes I might ask, but I trust them. They're teaching the children what the Holy Ghost wants to teach them in this season in their life. And when I heard that they've been studying the miracles for a year, I'm like, wow, And then I saw this banner, how personal they made it. And then the Lord said to me, put that banner back there, out there, and start expecting to see the miracles. Amen. Brother Tommy back there, you know what? He's going to receive a miracle. He was telling me his eyesight's not as great as what it used to be. On the decline until today. Because we had just a conversation that God is a God of increase. And it ain't by coincidence that I asked Tommy and his schedule was open. He came here in this place today. And all he's got to do is thank Jesus that his eyes are going to get better. Why? Because God created the eyes. And you can pray. Anybody that got, if you got glasses, start believing and thanking God now for your perfect vision. Just like Moses had it at 120. His eyesight was not dim. Now these lights are a little bit dim in here. But all we need is a little more faith. Just watch. I got faith that Leo, Frankie, Larry, they knew what they're doing when they wired this place. I might not like that one as much as I like that one. I had to do something. By faith, I had to come over. If I want light, I had to come over there and turn the switch and get some more light. Jesus demonstrated these miracles by what the Father told him to do. I will be healed. Lord, if it is your will, I will. He didn't have to ask the Father. The Father's will is for it. He is the healer. We're going to start a new series, and we're going to go on into 2024 because it's right at the door. Get used to that because that's the theme for 2024. Amen. Open doors of opportunity. And the Lord's still adding to that. But John 1:46, if you'll turn there in your Bible, iPad, iPhone, I like this. You know, are y'all hearing about these AI, artificial intelligence? You know, it's coming. But Jesus came. Me and Leo, we were talking, Pastor Jim, me and Leo was doing some work over here. So I was on vacation this week, but I was still working. I had to go down to the beach and get some furniture that my son left down there in an apartment, so Leo was available. He went with me, we went down there, so we had some good conversation. But we came back a day early. We was going to go fishing while we're down there. But we just didn't feel fishing. We felt barbecue, but not fishing. So we came back. I had the truck running for a day, so we had this conversation that we still need to get that plumbing line ran so we can have the ice machine all the time. Because Larry Mullis, by faith last Wednesday, Bible study, he took his cup and he walks over to the ice machine, opened up and gets some ice, and he had this confused look on his face. There wasn't no ice in there. But see, I was there. I knew what happened. I said, Larry, don't give up on the ice machine. I said, we had to cut it off because the line ran outside, and when it gets real cold, it'll freeze. That's the distribution line. It's got to rinse itself out. And we found it out last year when it froze, the water couldn't get out, so it ended up on the floor. So me and Leo had to reroute that line inside. What was I doing? Larry likes to come up here and get some ice sometimes in that little cup. So now he got ice. He got ice now. But see, what happened? By faith, he knew that ice machine was making ice. But he opened the door. Say, door. Wasn't no ice. Wrong door. Amen. This will work just in the message. What do you need from God? He's got it. He's never out. He's never out of healing. He's never out of increase. He's never out of peace. He's never out of joy. He's never out of comfort. But by faith, you got to go open the door. You got to go through Jesus, right? Jesus said up until now, before he left this world, Jesus said, he said, up until now, Wayne, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask that your joy may be full. See, that's what happened. See, religion, you're asking the wrong God. Why is God bringing destruction? Wrong God. God ain't going to give you no answer. Ask Job. There's a movie out there, The Shift. Ask Job. Come on, Job's got the answer. At the end of the book, he's got the answer. Lord, it was me. It was my tongue. Because God showed up and said, Job, what you've been speaking of me ain't right. But when Job got his mouth right, his whole life got right. Wives came back. Cattle came back twice as much. Amen. So it pays to know God, the God, not the devil. See, the devil is behind all that stuff. Jesus exposed him. See, Jesus is the light, and he exposed the darkness. See, if you read the book of Job, you got to look. You got to know there's a curtain behind the veil. You didn't know what was going on in Job until you read the whole Bible and you get a revelation. Say revelation. Of Jesus. See, the Old Testament saints, they couldn't put faith in Jesus because that covenant hadn't been established yet. They had to trust Moses and Abraham and Joshua. They had to follow them as they followed God. We don't have to follow them. The Word, when I'm saying that, now we follow Him, the Word, Jesus. No more questions why. Amen. No more questions why. This is the title of this series, and it's going to be in different segments. The miracles of Jesus, come and see. I got a hat at home, and I might be wearing it through this series. Be okay if I wear a hat in church. Sure. Ladies, if y'all want to wear a hat, wear a hat. Amen. Especially when it's raining, my covering's got thin. So when it's raining and it hits my glasses, if I put a hat on, I got a bill. It's kind of like a gutter. I'm telling you sometimes why we like to do some things. And then if I got my hat on, then my glasses don't get all spotted and I ain't got to take them off and clean them up. So definitely when it's raining, I kind of like putting my hat on because I got it hanging up. I'm going to put it on as soon as I get done and walk outside in the rain. I can tilt it down and it won't get on my glasses. Amen? But see, come and see. Jesus is still the healer. He's still the miracle. But he said, come and see. Not everybody came and saw. Not everybody experienced the miracles. Didn't mean the door wasn't there. The ice was available. But some people didn't want it. They were happy with lukewarm water instead of cold water. You understand what I'm saying? See, Jesus has got everything we need, hot, cold. He's got it. Amen. John 1:46 is where I had the compass. I was thinking about, Lord, because we finished up the series. I know it's finished now. I wasn't sure it was, but the last 3 months, 4 months has been God wants his people healthy, wealthy, full of the Holy Ghost and power. That came out of Exodus when they took what? When they had the Passover. And before that Passover, they went and got all, the Egyptians gave them all their gold and silver. That made them wealthy. Amen. Now, we know they went and made a golden calf. That wasn't smart, right? But God still, the wealth is still laid up for the righteous. Who made them righteous? The Word. The covenant. Pharaoh could have been made righteous too if he just believed in the God instead of all the other gods of Egypt. See, he was on the wrong channel. He was on the God's channel instead of the God channel. I mean, there's a channel out there, it's the God channel. Amen. It's Christian TV. My God, I might be prophesying, Tommy. We might be on the God channel. I tell you, whatever TV he puts us on, we're gonna talk about God. And what I was saying about don't get down on all this AI. You know, they coming after my job. Don't get down on AI if you know that I am. That was a guy to preach right there. That's for 2024. Because see, if you know that I am, AI ain't got a chance. Now it can be a tool that can be used, just like a TV, just like a computer can be used for good or evil. And what determines the good or the evil? The I am. I am that I am. He is good. Period. I am good. Amen. God is good. John 1:46. I had to come and see. But then when these kids brought down this banner and started talking about the miracles of Jesus, God just put a theme together. The miracles of Jesus. Come and see. Now I go back with a jingle. There was one that says, come and get it. Y'all might have to help me. It's talking about food when dinner's ready. Come and get it. Same thing as come and see. You remember when they used to just go outside and play, and then when dinner was ready, mama holler out the door, Robert Scott, supper ready. and it was loud. It wasn't going to be ready long. There's the Jackson Five. There was five of us. I'm the last. If I don't get there and they're there, I'm getting slim pickings. The fastest gets the best. Amen. Fastest one that can get there. Mama loves us all. Jesus said to Nathanael, Philip talking to Nathanael, and Nathanael said to Philip, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said, I'm going to do it my way. Come and see. Why? Philip had seen Jesus. He's seen the miracles of Jesus. He said, this is the Messiah, Nathanael. And I guess he heard somebody mention Nazareth. And I guess it wasn't much happening in Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Come and see. Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road. Jesus. See, you got to come to Jesus. The greatest miracle. Now, before we can have these miracles manifest, we got to know who created the miracles. The greatest miracle was the birth of Jesus. Because before then, there was no way to heaven, to the blessing. There was no way. Jesus is the way. But God had a plan. It just took him a while. What? He had to turn that rudder. That sin got started and it overcome the earth. Noah found grace in God's sight. God had to send a flood to get rid of all the evil that was on this earth. Jesus said, as the days of Noah, so shall it be. It's we're at the tipping point, guys. Come on. We're at that tipping point to where Jesus is going to take his church out of this mess. And then they'll see their gods manifest. Evil, hatred, all evil. Sickness, disease, poverty, that's all in the curse that we've been delivered from. But it's coming back to this earth after we leave. God's wrath is going to be poured out on the ungodly. Amen? For 7 years. But Jesus came, hallelujah. Isaiah 7, 13, 14, prophesied of this great miracle, the greatest miracle. Said, and he said, hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Can we wear God out? Can we make him tired? Therefore, the Lord himself. Say, man thought we're going to wear God out if he could do something like this. Therefore, the Lord himself, his faith in himself, will give you a sign. This shall be a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. God with us. God's getting back with us. Amen. See, what you got to do, you can't do it alone. The greatest miracle was the birth of Jesus. Luke 2, 10 through 11. And if you haven't heard it at church, you should be hearing this at least this time of year, at least. This is the story. This is the background. It says, and the angel said unto them, talking to these shepherds, fear not. If you're in fear, let me know. That's not God. Even if you see an angel, there's going to be sudden fear, but if that's God, he'll say, fear not. But if that fear wants to overtake you and try to consume you, that's not God, that's the devil. Because he wants you to live in fear. Fear that there is no God. But the angel said to them, to these shepherds, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of what? Great joy. The title of this message is Coated in Joy. Anybody like peanut M&Ms? Or just regular M&Ms? I tell you what, they got a coating on them. If you can get past the coating, you got some chocolate. If you like peanut, you got some peanut and chocolate. But you got to get past the candy coating. And it don't take long. They're supposed to put them in your pocket and not melt. But when you hit your mouth, there's just something man has desired. It'll just dissolve. Amen. I'll tell you what, God wants to be your peanut M&M. Taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Amen. You got to get him out. You got to shake him out of the bag. You got to open that peanut bag. Me and Rowan, I just took him to the movies. We went and saw that movie, The Shift. Good movie to kind of test your theology there about the book of Job. He had the candy. Well, he actually, I got the twofer deal. One popcorn, two drinks. But it's kind of like he just hugged that popcorn to himself over there. I had to keep digging, you know. Thank God it wasn't too dark in there. But he had the candy bag. I said, where'd that candy bag go? It wasn't peanut M&Ms. He got that old sour candy. But it still was coated, Skittles. You just get to the middle of sour instead of sweet. But see, Jesus is the seed. He's the Word of God. And when he was conceived in Mary's womb, joy was there. Because Jesus was coded, the angel said, for great joy that's coming. Mary and Elizabeth, when they got together, it said the babe leaped in her womb for what? John, his cousin, leaped for joy. And I said this, and I'll say it again. You cannot have the presence of God and not have his power. Amen. They come together like peas and carrots. So when we're in his presence, which we are now, expect power. Amen. It might cause you to jump, but it's tangible. It's power, healing power, saving power, delivering power. Amen? But it has to be accessed by faith. Because Jesus, the man Jesus, at 30 years old, was teaching and preaching in the churches, in the synagogues. There was faith, presence at one time, the power, the presence for healing. But nobody there had faith to receive it. It was, the Bible talks about it, because of their unbelief, because of religion. They couldn't break through that coating and see and get and experience that joy. But all it takes is, see, faith is what dissolves the hard heart of man, faith, pure faith. If God can get his faith, somebody to just receive it like I did 24 years ago, it'll break the hardest heart. Come on. The hardest heart and bring joy. And when you get joy, God's joy, you get your strength back. Joy of the Lord is my strength. Not my joy, not gladness, his joy will bring strength to open your eyes, to bring healing to your eyes. To bring your pancreas alive in Jesus' name. 100%. Yeah, I keep hearing negative reports. I'm talking about me, but I keep filling myself with, I stir up that joy. I draw that joy of salvation out of my spirit that, no, God's called me. He's healed me. I'm going to preach it. And devil, you can't steal my joy because you didn't give it to me. Amen. And what the world can't give, the world can't take it away. Now, you can give it to them. You can give it away. But don't. Don't do that. Amen. Nathanael said to Philip, can any good thing come out of Concord, nor can any good thing come out of Morsel? Can any good thing come out of Locust? You need to say, come and see. Amen. Come follow me. To church? Yeah, but come follow me after I leave church. We going to the restaurant and somebody, and we're going to pray for somebody, and somebody going to get saved or healed. Amen. Come and see. They go with you. Jesus goes with us. Luke 2:10. The angel said, fear not, behold, I bring you great good tidings of great joy. For shall be to all people, tongues, tribes, nations, all around the world. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. All these prophecies are being foretold and coming to pass. But like I said, before we can experience and examine and start looking at these miracles of Jesus that we're going to do, we need to know that it's all about him. He brought the power. And we need to remember, especially the 24th, the 25th, him. Definitely focus on him. Now that's the day that we set aside. Whether that's the specific day, that don't matter. Because Jesus is looking at your faith. He's looking at your heart. My Christmas was when I asked Jesus in my heart on my house when I repented. See, there's three R's to Christianity. You need to recognize you're a sinner. I'm talking about before you need to recognize that sin that you've been denying God, denying his goodness. And then you need to repent. See, John the Baptist had this vision. He was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. Not, he wasn't a miracle birth, but he was filled with the Holy Ghost. It was a word spoken that you know, this is going to happen to you. And that gave him, he is the forerunner of Jesus Christ, his cousin. And he had this message. I'm not him. I'm not the light. I'm here to bear witness, and I'm a voice of one crying in the wilderness. See, outside this church is the wilderness. Repent. Change your way of thinking. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He was, and Jesus talked about his cousin when they put him in prison for what? Righteousness. He told the king, what you're doing is sin, king. And if you want to get born again, you're going to have to quit sleeping with this woman here. It ain't right. I'm just paraphrasing. Put him in jail. Actually beheaded him later. But while John's in jail, he's like, Lord, this is it? Man, I did all this, and now I'm in jail. How can they hear my voice in jail? John the Baptist, filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb, is getting in 3D. He's looking at his flesh. How can I tell people in jail about my cousin Jesus? Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, John's disciples came to Jesus and asked him. Now, this ain't in my, I can get you scripture and verse if you need it. They went to Jesus because John said, go to Jesus and say, hey, are you the one? Or am I a false prophet? I'm just telling you the way I know the story. John was getting in doubt because he's in jail. John don't like jail. he liked being out there in the wilderness. Might not be giving him locusts and honey in jail. That was his favorite, I guess. Go ask Jesus if he's the one, or are we supposed to, am I a false prophet? Is there another one I need to start saying, hey? And when they came to Jesus, and Jesus asked him this, I love it. I wish I had the scripture to go there and say it exactly, but Jesus just didn't tell him, go tell John, I'm Jesus, I'm the Son of God, I'm here. He was right. Jesus started laying his hands on blind folks, and their eyes were opened up. There was somebody that couldn't walk, he was lame, and Jesus healed him. And raised him up. And right in front of John's disciples, doing these miracles. This is what the Father told Jesus to do. Here's what you need to do. Tell John, it'll bring him back in faith. And he did something else. And then he looked at John's disciples. He said, now go tell John what you see. The deaf hear. The blind see. The lame leap for joy. And tell him, be not doubting, but believe. What Jesus did, if you'll read it, he fulfilled the scriptures that was spoken of him. And that brought joy to John. Amen. Yes, yes. Jesus, I don't know if Jesus knew that they was going to behead him. The Father only revealed to Jesus what he needed to know at the time. But it was enough to get John through that time. And I tell you what, the Bible says that for the joy that was set before Jesus on the cross, come on, it was enough to get him through that crucifixion. Joy is not natural, it's supernatural. And there's people out there, depressed, wanting to commit suicide. All they need is you to show up and bring them some joy. Amen. Bring them some hope. Bring them some peace. And get them out of that jail of sin, sickness, disease, poverty. Why? Because Jesus has the master key to unlock every jail cell. Amen. My God, when I was born, my daddy was physically in jail. A drunkard, an abuser. But you know what? Jesus still loved him, and he still loved me. Amen. Amen. And I'm here today to tell you, Jesus is still setting people free. Amen. Amen. You know, and what the devil meant for evil, God's using it for his glory. I'm preaching his gospel. Amen. And I'm going to see, hey, I had a cousin. I'm not going to tell the name just because of privacy. Had a cousin 2 days ago. You say, man, you ain't too sad. No, I ain't sad because they put her in the CCU. Having surgery in her intestines, not doing good. But you know what? I believe God sent me last night to meet with that family, to meet with the daughters. But I got there before they got there. And she's had to sedate her bad because she wanted to wake up and pull tubes out. But you know what? Her spirit is still awake. Amen. And you know what I did? I took the same oil that I got in my pocket right now. And I'm her cousin, just like John was Jesus' cousin. Well, I tell you what, she was in jail. She's in the hospital. And I took this oil, and I spoke to her like I'm speaking to Wayne, like her eyes were open, but they were closed. But I said, in Jesus' name, Lori, I just give you her first name. She's my cousin. Amen. She's a child of God, and she needs to be healed. But when I was, they had to do some mechanical stuff, had to do some tubes. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll step outside because I don't need to see all this. Come on. Sometimes, I remember Brother Shambach, somebody gave him a story that somebody was needing healing in the tent, and a woman come up there, had this big old tumor, I think it was maybe on her breast. So she kind of opened up and said, look at here, Brother Shambach, I need you to heal. He said, woman, shut that thing up. You messing with my faith. He didn't need to see that. He just needed to see God. He said, shut that thing up, and then prayed, and the tumor fell off. See, sometimes you just got to shut your eyes looking at the flesh and look at Jesus. I didn't shut my eyes because I wasn't in fear. But sometimes God will give you the strength to keep your eyes open and look at the flesh. And I put that oil on her and I spoke to her like she's wide open because I'm seeing her up. I'm seeing her healed. She's had the surgery, but another one came in. Come on. I said, I brought somebody with me, Lori. Jeez, I brought the healer with me. I know you believe he's your Savior, but I want you to know I brought the healer tonight too. But God said, not only pray for her, Shelby, I pray for the whole CCU ward. I think there was about 9 of them on the list. It might have been 11. She was in room 11. So I said, thank you, Lord. She was a nurse. She retired as a nurse. You know, a nurse had rounds, right? I said, my God, Lord, let's just take the whole floor with us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. That's what I'm believing. Amen. Miracles. Did anybody get up before I left? I wasn't there about 20 minutes. No, but you know what? I had joy. I was coated in joy. Because Jesus is in me. Amen. Now, it's not my job to raise them up. That's his job. Amen. I just brought the word. I brought the joy. Amen. And I looked at that board. There was only one. I don't remember the doctor's name, but I looked at the board. And when I looked at it, Jesus looked at it because he's in me. I just gave him a job to do, Timmy. Set them free, Lord. Amen. That's my job. A Christian, that's your job. That's what you're called to do. Bring the word. Be the voice. John was a voice. And he changed a lot of people. He changed their direction to Jesus. Yeah, he got put in jail, got beheaded, but he's alive. Amen. He's going to get his body back with his head. Amen. Come on. His body's done deteriorate. It's done with the dust. Jesus brings dead things alive. The body he's created, the body of your lost loved one that's in the ground or cremated. Don't worry, it's dust. It's coming back if they believe in believing with Jesus or not. They're getting their body to go to heaven or they're getting the body to be damned to hell. Put your faith in Jesus. Believe in Jesus because he's the only way to heaven. That's why he was born so that I could get born again to see him come again. Amen. So don't worry about AI if you got the I am. Y'all take and preach that. Artificial intelligence. Jesus ain't artificial. He real. He got all the power you need. My God's real. I don't know if Tammy sings that song or not, but it's out there. My God is real. He's real. Mm. And you can touch him by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Joy. See, these are the stories we got to tell. And it's good to bring it right from the scriptures. But these kids, they displayed the glory of God up here, telling it their way, the way they've been taught it. It came through them. Forget the teleprompter. Tell your vision. See, a teleprompter is somebody else giving you the word. Jesus is the word. So don't let the devil say, you got to, the teleprompter went down. I ain't got nothing to say. He said the Holy Ghost will give you what you need to say, when you need to say it, where you need to say it, to who you need to say it. Say, I'm a whosoever. Taking it to a whosoever. Whosoever will, come and see. Amen. I tell you what, Jesus makes a good sermon because I just put some notes together. Amen. And I struggle. Come on, I'll tell you, I struggle putting these things together. I'm like, is this going to make sense? And if my mind says no, I say, that got to be God then. Amen. That means he's going to make it right. He's going to fill in all the gaps. Say, fill in the gaps. See, that's where Job had a problem. He lost his gap. He lost his hedge. He lost his faith and substituted it with fear. Go to the book, Job, go to the book. 42, I believe, chapter 42. Because he was in fear of his children drinking and partying. And I'm not saying they wasn't, but he got in fear. If he'd have stayed in faith, they'd have quit drinking. Come on, better preach. Well, you can't control people. No, but God can. When I say control, he's in control of his word. If I give God his word, he said, I'll bless your children to 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 generations. It don't mean they're going to just do it right then, but God's going to chase them as long as you keep giving him faith. Amen. And if God's chasing you, that's a good thing. Come on. Yes. He ain't chasing you to hurt you. He's chasing you to heal you, to help you. Amen. But see, that's where people got a wrong vision of God. They're thinking God's out to hurt them. No, the devil's doing all that. God is out to help you. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. And by his stripes, you're healed, Tommy Bowles. That goes for everybody that will simply put faith in the miracles of Jesus. Amen? So when you get a bad report, that's all right. Just give it to Jesus. Lord, I got mail. I got email. What's the other? Snail mail. I think that's the old time, right? That's the physical part you can see. My God, I got too much mail, Jesus. Here you go. But you got to give him something. You got to give him his word back to him. Lord, this report, but your report says I'm healed. Amen. By your stripes, you give it back to him and it loops back. Do a loop. You know, we got videos, we can do a loop. And as long as you keep seeing his loop, you'll never be in the world's loop. Come on. That's one of them loops, they can't find you. You know, well, you said you had a copay. Well, we can't find your insurance policy. Well, you in the wrong loop. Amen. But when you're in God's loop, you got favor. That's in his loop. Favor. Blessings. Covenant. Say covenant. I need to read that. Let me put this oil out before I throw it at somebody, Tammy. Hallelujah. Are y'all comfortable? I need to turn the heat up. It's real quiet in here right now. Nothing's running. Amen. Y'all ain't running either, so I guess that's good. What was I looking for? What was I talking about? Favor. I had something you needed to hear. I think it was good. You might need to hear this too. This is not my world, but it is my home. Come on. This ain't my world. I didn't create it, but God created it. It's my home. And God wants me to be blessed. I was going to talk about the covenant. The covenant. Uh-oh. One of these little pop-ups here. Let me see if I got something about it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God some glory. Hallelujah. This might be it, it might not, but I thought it sounded pretty good. That might not be it. Maybe I need to just focus on what I'm doing. I like this one. So I'm on fire and I'm going higher. Say, I'm on fire and I'm going higher. Hebrews 12:28, wherefore we receiving the kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Godly fear profits you. Amen? It'll profit you. Reverence, respect for God's word. Tom, you probably know Pastor used to preach to Mount Warren Church of God there in Mooresville. We built that church years ago. Me and a guy named Jerry Stutz. Reverend Owensby, Church of God pastor. I wasn't saved, but I respected that man. When we were building that church, you know what? I cussed. I drank on the weekends. I smoked. But around him, I didn't. See, I knew about God. I just wasn't. He wasn't my friend. Right? You know what I mean? I wasn't letting Jesus hang out with me. So when I hang around the pastor, man, I zip my lip and, you know, respect him. God was working on me. It wasn't long after that I got saved. I've never been back in that church, but I will go in there and see what it looks like because I didn't see the end result. You know, when the worship started in there, we just built the walls and we didn't do all the finish work. I need to go in there and see. Come and see. Come and see what you built. You know what? Because I put my hands to something there. And the Lord says, things you put your hands to, he'll bless and prosper. I took a part of that. I wasn't serving to them, but you know what? He's my God. He's my creator. And that man was sowing some seed around me. That was a pastor. Loving me, even though I was out there in the world, building the house of God. He was witnessing to me. He had a radio station. So before we start examining these miracles, we got to examine our heart. Have we made Jesus the Lord of our life? Have we made him our Lord and Savior? Now, you can still get healed and not be saved. Jesus, everybody Jesus prayed for, that was old covenant. He hadn't been to the cross yet. But that's still God's will, to heal, to deliver. Sin was just a problem, Randy, not the people. They were created by God in His image. Sin got in there and made the problem. Jesus took care of the sin problem. That's why He didn't have a problem healing people, because the people were not the problem. It was the devil. It was the sin. And Jesus was out to Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That's why He healed people before they were saved, because that's the devil's work. Come on. And for this purpose, Jesus, the Son of God, was manifested, that He would destroy the works of the devil. So the Father said, go bring sight to that blind man. Yes, sir. Yes, Daddy. And you don't think that blind man came into Jesus' meetings after he got sight? Man, he, Lord, how can I help you? I can see now, Lord, how can I help you? Come and see. Amen. You want to help here at the church? Come see Leo. Come see me. I got to get some things more in order. I know. God's going to take care of that. He's going to get me out of this bivocational and get me focused on one thing. Amen. That's always been my heart's desire. Amen. So there can be more of this. Hallelujah. And don't think you just got to stay at home and stay in the Word and in the Bible. That's all good, but you got to get out. You got to get out and go to the barbecue place and tell them about Jesus. Hey, can I pray for you? I'll tell you what, there's probably not many people that are turned down prayer, because I need prayer. And if I'm born again and I'm a pastor and I need prayer, what do you think about the sinner person? The lost person that's in darkness, that's in a CCU unit, don't sedate it because of pain in their body. But see, you're carrying God. You're carrying the miracle. Things that they can't see, you've got. We've got. The Christian has. And all you got to do by faith is release it. Just do what Jesus said do. The Bible says if there be any sick, talking to the church, if there be. See, I'm not looking for you guys to be sick, but if you're sick, come up here. We'll throw some oil on you. I've been thinking about, Colette, just getting a good old bottle of Wesson oil. Sometimes we might just need a double dose and pour it. You know what I mean? Forget the little dab. A little dab will do it. Maybe you need the whole bottle. Hey, that's what they did in the Old Testament. Am I right, Tammy? I mean, they would pour and it'd come down the beard of the prophet. I don't know what happened with the women. You know, don't y'all go grow no beards now, but we still anoint you. That right book. I tell you what, if you're married, your husband, he's your head. Come on, if I anoint him, it's coming on you. But don't look to your pastor. Jesus is your chief shepherd. And if you'll let Jesus touch you, he'll touch your wife. Vice versa. Amen. Husband, submit yourself to your wife as Jesus unto the church. Love her. Amen. I ain't going to mute this because my wife, they might be listening. I don't care. I did a thing. Come on, I did a thing. My wife, they was hard at work, you know, packing up for Disney, but she's putting all the nice, pretty things up inside. But usually I'm the one that does the outside decorating. She didn't tell me to do anything, but I looked at that nativity center. It's one of them, the light wood. We've been putting it up in the attic, bringing it down. Mary looking kind of bad. She's falling apart, Randy. I'm talking about the nativity scene. I looked on Amazon, and I ordered me a nativity scene. It's a styrofoam. It ain't wood. So it ain't going to rot and decay. Now, you got to be careful with it, but I ordered one and ordered me two floodlights, solar. Don't have to put no batteries. Don't have to run no drop cord out there. And I got it, and it's lit. So when they come home, and I put some lights on the rail, and I put some lights around the door, I did a thing, Jack. Now, I'm expecting my wife, she's going to be tired, but she's going to have some joy. She's going to have some joy when she sees that light in that nativity center. Why? Because it brings her joy, Wayne. How much joy, how much more it brings God when we see us doing things. And I'll just tell you right here, I might unplug a little bit right here. I got my little story there. After I got born again, that's when, you know, Pastor Jim, he'll tell you, you're like a bird in a cage. When you get born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. In other words, you are wild. Somebody got to put you in a cage because you out there doing crazy things, spitting on people. Tell them to receive your sight. Y'all ain't never done that? You need to do it a little bit. It's okay to be crazy. Peter was crazy. He cut you and then pray for you. Cut your ear off and then pray for you in Jesus' name. What was I talking about? Help me, Carrie. I done got lost. Talking about that nativity center. Man, I just lost it. It'll come back. But anyway, I was going to unplug. Oh, I was going to tell you the story. Because where I put that nativity center, the next place when we first moved out there, when me and Sherry got saved, we had Kelsey in Dallas. Well, Kelsey was probably 6 or 8. But Sherry's mom was the, God used her death. When I say her death, I had a good relationship with her. She not because she was a good cook, but she was. Every day, not just Easter and Christmas, Jackie. She cooked pound cakes, biscuits. You go in there, there's flour all over the bar. That's when you know somebody cooked. It's a mess. She take Clorox, pour it, and clean everything up. But she was a mess, and the kitchen was a mess. But I didn't complain because I tell you what, that was the best biscuit, coconut cakes, strawberry pie, chocolate pie, fried chicken. I ain't talking about KFC. I'm talking about homemade fried chicken. My mama didn't do that. I invited her over. Come on, Mama, you couldn't come and visit Amelia. You need to hope some of that anointing would rub off on Mama. It never did. Mama, mac and cheese, pizza, you know what I mean? But we had a good relationship. I wasn't saved. Sherry wasn't saved. But when she passed, I was there in the hospital. Sherry's mom passed too early. Blood disease, coronary disease, no kidney function, on dialysis. And I'm sitting there, and she can't say anything. And I'm looking at her, Wayne. I don't have nothing to say. I don't know what to say. I'm just going to miss her, you know. Without Jesus, you don't have nothing to say. And what you say might not amount to much. And she passed. And we went to the chapel. You know, we'd sit in the chapel, but I didn't know how to talk to God. That's what you do, right? You go to the chapel, and hopefully God's going to help you. See, a hope and a prayer. I'm just hoping and a praying. Well, you got to go to knowing and a saying. I went to knowing and a saying. I know God. But so when she passed, me and Kelsey, and when we got born again, she always liked to mess with flowers. In the back of her trunk was she drove an old Regal, 2-door Regal. In the back of that trunk, it was full of potting soil. Those were some big trunks, Tommy. You know what I'm talking about. You pop up the trunk, you can't even find a spare tire for potting soil. Why? She getting a flower, she's going to put it in the ground, and it's going to be pretty. Rose bushes, always planting. So when me and Sherry got born again, me and Kelsey, for some reason, I'm out there. This is after the fall. All the leaves have fell on the ground. You know, you get those windy days. And we're out there planting something for Amelia. I don't know what the plant was, but I'm just telling Kelsey about Amelia and about just telling her about Jesus and how good God is. All of a sudden, now you know there's things right here that says, say yes to Jesus. Say yes to Jesus. All of a sudden, a whirlwind hit right in between me and Kelsey of leaves. I'm talking about whoosh. Kelsey's got ponytails. I think that I could have been wrong, but she's out there in the middle of that whirlwind of leaves, and her hair all going up. Joy. That's just joy, man. She was a whirlwind of leaves. Now I'm just like, man, God, you are awesome. I couldn't do that if I tried. And she came back over, and she was so excited. You know, it left, took the leaves over to the neighbor's place. Just, whoa, man. And we come back, and we're sitting down. I'm like, Kelsey, wouldn't it be awesome if God just do that again? She said, yeah, Daddy, God, do it. Boom, another whirlwind. Took off, 2 of them. I'm probably in tears. I'm just thanking God. Little things like that. Ask, and you shall receive. He's the maker. He's the creator. He needs us sometimes to show signs. Some will not believe unless they see a sign. I was already a believer, but God made me an extra believer. The two hadn't came yet, but I said 2 whirlwinds. Next thing he did, he had 2 bunny rabbits show up. This is a story. It's a testimony. I'll get into 2024 because it's going to be my story. These kids had a story about Jesus. 2 rabbits showed up and went down to the beach, and somebody stopped at our condo. Well, I'm 14 stories in the floor. Couple stops and writes, say yes to Jesus in the sand, big enough I can see it with my glasses off. I was up there. Man, y'all are blurry, but I tell you what, I can see that, say yes to Jesus. One day I'm going to see him as he is without these glasses, Tommy. Why? Because I believe. He did that for me. I said, he did it for me. He'll do it for you. Amen. Miracles. But sometimes, guys, they've got to see signs. There's a sign out there displaying. I'm going to put words up there. It's going to draw people to this church. Some will come and see, and some will just see words. But I tell you what, some are going to see Jesus. And they're going to come in here and they're going to receive a miracle. Amen. They might receive it when they're out there. You just got to let God do the work. Amen. But God's got to have our faith. I said, he's got to have our faith. Let me unhook somewhere. You guys okay? Remind me, I got to tell that story next year, Wayne. I get off all these things and don't make some notes. Help me, Brittany. Put me a bookmark out there. Remember, Pastor, you said you're going to tell a story about how God used twos in your life. And it ain't about me. It's about him. And some people, God will just use that story. He used the Rivieras. I didn't know them. They started coming to this church. I told them a story. Next thing I know, a little cross shows up. It's got Say Yes to Jesus. It's got a two on it. Amen. That blessed me. You know, you don't know how much that blessed me. Because that was what God specifically did for me. To show his love for me. Amen. And I tell you what, I was watching that movie last night. God knew the movie. He knew all this stuff, but I took Rowan with me. Now, pray for Rowan. Him and his girlfriend have separated. You know how that hurts when you're young, guys? When you've invested in this, come on, investing in this relationship. I ain't talking about, you do material things, but that can break somebody's heart. You know what I mean? And through that movie, there was a time that, Job lost everything. Now, you got to take this movie with a grain of salt. If you read the scripture, if you read Job, you can understand some of it, but you got to watch. I ain't going to get into all that, but there was a point in that scene to where he got his Molly back. He got his wife back. I kind of felt like my boy's going to get his girlfriend back. And I took the next step and told him after the movie, I said, this kind of ministered to me, but I think it was for you. I said, Leo, again, as we were talking about some things, I said, I'm in charge of the stockings, Jack. My wife's done all the shopping, but I'm in charge of the stockings. I just got to fill those stockings. I've had a week to do it, and I'm behind. I ain't got out there and done it yet. So I'm prophesying. But I was thinking about those stockings, and I said, well, she doesn't have a stocking, but so I guess I don't have to do that. Leo said, you better buy her something. That was a word from God. She needs to know she's still loved. Even though she might have hurt somebody close to me, she needs to know that God loves her regardless. And a lot of times the Bible says, if somebody hurts you, you need to bring healing to them. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those that despitefully you. And sometimes they don't know they're doing it. They don't know they're doing it. But what, when you always do good to evil, you'll always have goodness in your life. Amen. You don't know how you can change somebody's life. I've been down that teenager road. I told my son, I said, this is the prayer I prayed, because sometimes you got to step back as daddy and you just got to let Jesus work. I said, Lord, now it's not wrong to pray iffy prayers if you don't know. See, there's things I know in the Word. I don't pray if it be your will. I know it's your will. But I don't know if she's the one for him, but God knows. So that's a prayer you can pray. Well, Lord, if she's the one, let it be. And I break this spirit. I break the devil's assignment if he's got one in Jesus' name. Because God has one for one, right? One for each other, male, female, husband and wife, forever together. And if she's not the one, bring the right one. But right now, love, help my son. Amen. I don't know who said this. This was in my life. I wasn't serving Jesus. It might be a poem. It might help. It might not. But sometimes it says, if you love something, set it free. If it comes back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was. I think there's a little bit of wisdom in that. I can't make somebody love me. God can't make nobody love him. But if you'll set them free from the law, set them free from that law, give them grace. That's how you set them free. Give them grace. Don't bring, you know what they're doing is wrong. Don't you bring that up. Bring Jesus up. Jesus never pointed a finger. He pointed the way. Come and see. Come and see. And you can take them. I'll take you through the Gospels. and if the spotlight hits you right here in the Word, you need to repent. That was the three R's. I don't think I brought the other R in, but I'll bring it now. To come to Jesus, or to come and not just to be born again, but get free from some stuff. First thing you got to do is you got to know that I need help. Or you got to recognize your problem. And then you got to repent. Definitely if you're the problem. Amen. Don't throw it on other people. You can't change other people. The only person you can change is you. Amen. Recognize you're a sinner if you never got born again. And if you're born again, recognize. If you got problems, recognize the problem. And then repent. Lord, if I messed it up, Lord, I repent. And then the last R, receive Jesus. Receive forgiveness. Receive Jesus. It said, cast your cares upon me because he cares for you. If you hang on to that sin, it'll take you to the bottom. It's like a stone. It'll take you to the bottom, to the pit. It'll take you to hell if you don't let go of it. The only sin that'll keep you from hell is rejecting Jesus. Now, those other little sins, he can deal with, and it still brings death. Come on, I'm not saying sins are good, but he's the only one that'll keep you from hell is Jesus. That's the only sin. If you reject him, you can't get into heaven. But if you receive him, you go to heaven, and he can take care of all these other little things, these problems in your life. Amen? But the only way you can take care of a problem is know you got one. And a lot of times you don't know you got one until you read the light. Man, I didn't know that was wrong. See, God doesn't hold you accountable what you don't know. He only holds you accountable what you do know. Kids, young kids, they don't know all this stuff. So we got to show them Jesus. Amen? The right stuff. Because if we can get the right stuff, they won't mess with the wrong stuff. Amen? Give them the real Jesus. He's the real deal. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you, Lord. You are the real deal. You're the real... Remember the thing, Jesus, you're the reason for the season? I got another good word. You're the reason for the season. You're the reason he came. Come on, I just heard that yesterday. That's a good revelation. If it just been you messed up, Jesus would have died. Jesus died for you. He's the reason. You're the reason that he came. That's a good thing. He came to redeem mankind. So, Father, we thank you right now for redeeming us, for saving us, for healing us, for delivering us, for giving us great joy. And, Lord, we're going to really leave this place, and we're not going to let the devil steal it. We're not going to hide our candle underneath a bushel. We're going to shine it, and we're going to be that city on a hill. Cities going out, Lord, to bring people into the light. I thank you, Lord, for touching minds, touching bodies, bringing us, touching our eyes today, Lord. I thank you for your miracles, Jesus. The greatest miracle, your birth. And I thank you, Lord, for giving us your authority and your power in this finest hour before you return to see your miracles displayed right in front of our eyes, Lord. And I thank you, we're going to see it. I said, we're going to see it. We give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody need personal prayer this morning? We can agree with you about anything. Don't forget your fruit bags out here. Larry and his workers, them ministry of helps, they were working, putting these fruit bags together. Take a bag home for, that's how many people you got in your family. There'll be more than enough bags out there. I just know Larry, he hits the right number every day. We've never had more, not enough. We've always had more than enough. And Lord, I just pray that we hang on to that confession. As people grow, we'll always have more than enough bags, gifts. Man, we just can't have more of you, Jesus. We need more of you. More of Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't dim him. You can't wear him out. Amen. He's good. And his mercies endure forever. Joy unspeakable and full of glory is Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand up and I'm going to dismiss you. Tommy, appreciate you coming down and helping us out today. All the way from Mooresville. He's about a mile living from where I do. Thank you, Lord, for touching him, touching his body, his family, Lord, because you said when we go out and bless others, Lord, we don't have to go chase the blessing. You chase us. The blessings are chasing us down and overtaking us. So we thank you, Father God, for filling this place, filling your church. We thank you, Lord, all those that are not here, Lord, that need a touch. Lord, you are the master. We just speak blessings over there, protection over them. And we thank you, Lord, for miracles, miracles, miracles in Jesus' mighty name. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. You're blessed, dismissed. If you need personal prayer, need something, be glad to pray with you.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.